Okay. Hi to everyone. Can I just get a quick show of hands of who attended the bus tour yesterday? Excellent. Okay, because I'm showing some of the same things. My name's Tara Wilsdorf. I'm the Computer Clubhouse coordinator of the Fitzroy Computer Clubhouse, which is based in Fitzroy, Melbourne, for those of you who aren't around here. And I'm going to talk about technological fluency within youth, and then hopefully we'll have some time for discussion, because it's quite a small group of us, afterwards. So I've said hello. Now I want one of our members to welcome you as well. There's supposed to be audio. So that was made by one of our clubhouse members, Aim, who's 10 years old, with a bit of green screening, which is like blue screening, Star Wars kind of thing, which in clubhouse terms is basically a piece of green material draped over our whiteboard and filmed. And then we learned you have to put green on the ground as well. So we use that making Adobe Premiere and Movie Maker. Now, before I start, I want to give credit where it's due to these publications, especially Technological Fluency in the Inner City, because I'm going to be basically regurgitating a lot of the ideas that are there and also talking about how we've applied them in the Fitzroy Computer Club House. And so these two publications can be found on the Computer Club House website, which is down the bottom, and it's also in your abstract as well with the web links. Okay, in talking about technological fluency in underserved youth, I'm going to try and kind of make it fun. So I'm going to show you a lot of the work completed at the clubhouse and how we facilitate this with the resources and the principles and the clubhouse learning approach, which began at the MIT Media Lab in Boston and with the Boston Museum of Science as well. There are four guiding principles of the Computer Clubhouse, and I'm going to expand on them as well. And then I'm going to talk about sustainability. So as we all have challenges, I'm going to highlight some of the ones that the Computer Clubhouse faces. So what is a Computer Clubhouse? At the very, very base of it all, the Computer Clubhouse is a free design studio for young people 8 to 18 years old, located in Fitzroy, and we're open 5 days a week, so from 3 o'clock until 6:30 and until 7 o'clock on Wednesdays and Fridays. So it's a Monday to Friday. Members can come as often or as little as they want. They can come in for 5 minutes. They can come in for 3 hours. That's completely their prerogative. And then these are all the really cool things that they can do. Music, programming, web design, animation. Or, you know, they can just come in and hang out, do their homework. So it's very, very flexible. And they're supported by volunteer mentors. So we have volunteer mentors from programming, print design, web design, science, public servants, and that kind of thing. The Fitzroy Computer Clubhouse is a program of the Fitzroy Learning Network. So they're our community-based organisation, so they do all that kind of admin stuff. And to be a Computer Clubhouse, it means that we're a member of the Intel Computer Clubhouse Network, which is based in Boston. So as a Computer Clubhouse, we have access to resources from the network. We attend annual conferences, wherever they may be. So this year it was in Miami. Every 2 years, three teenagers from each clubhouse get a full scholarship, flights, accommodation, airfares, everything, to attend a teen summit in Boston and meet teens from all around the world from other clubhouses as well. And I get to go with them, which is pretty cool. Okay, so while I'm talking, I'm just going to be playing this clip because I muted it. The challenge was to make a 10-second video about the Computer Clubhouse. So it could be all about the Computer Clubhouse, it could be about an aspect of the Computer Clubhouse. So some of our members decided to show their projects, and they made this on Windows Movie Maker. This is made on Bryce, which is a 3D software, so you can either make 3D still images or you can make 3D animation. One of the members decided he wanted to film other members working, so this is staged. And then he decided that he wanted to put the sound right up and speed it up 4 times, which is why I had to mute it, because I think it's got something to do with, you know, under 18s and frequency and things like that. At the Computer Clubhouse, we don't start, and I don't want this to sound negative, we don't start with really high expectations. So we don't start with the idea that we want to do this project, we're going to get an artist in, and we're going to have a huge showcase at the end. We start with really low entry projects, so everything from like doing a 10-second video. This, and just an example of how it's extended, this video is longer than 10 seconds. I think it's about 30 or 40 seconds. So we try to make it attainable, but if members want to kind of take it a little bit further, then they can. So members are doing, you know, members are, they're interpreting the challenges differently as well. So they're doing Movie Maker, they're doing video, and soon you'll also see animation. This is RPG Maker, this is a role-playing game. So this was made with the help of a mentor. They decided they wanted to do a Roadrunner-style animation about the clubhouse. For those of you, this is done in Flash. For those of you who've ever used Flash or other software that I'm talking about, this stuff is, the technical expertise it takes to do this is actually decently high. The design is you know, about appropriate for their age level, but the technological skills are quite high for this. I just want to give them credit for that. Okay, so we have over 120 active members from 18 different cultural backgrounds. Most of our members are from refugee, migrant background or low socioeconomic. We have an even mix of female, male, teenagers and under 12. Our members are 8 to 18 years old, as I said. And a really, really large majority of our members speak English as a second language. Our teenagers and our females attend less frequently as our other members, but we've got a pretty even mix. With the second part of that dot point, I want to, and I'm going to talk about this more, point out our volunteer mentors, because our volunteer mentors make the clubhouse what it is. If we didn't have the mentors, then most of the projects you see today wouldn't be made. When I talk about mentors assisting in projects, I mean that they're doing it in a very hands-off kind of fashion. They sit alongside, not above. So they're working as peers, members, and we have the golden rule of not taking the mouse or not holding the mouse. So the young people still have that ownership, so they can take on suggestions and troubleshooting advice from mentors, but what they do with that, that's their prerogative. And so without the mentors, most of these projects wouldn't get done. So if you're working with young people, then I think you probably know how important volunteers are. Okay, so this is our mission. The Computer Clubhouse provides a creative and safe after-learning environment where young people from underserved communities work with adult mentors to explore their own ideas, develop skills, and build confidence in themselves throughout the use of technology. And the key words in this mission, and we'll be able to tie this into the four principles, are creative, as we encourage members to create, not just consume. Safe, not only where members feel physically safe, but their ideas and suggestions are safe as well, so they won't feel that they're going to be put down or ridiculed for making suggestions. Adult mentors, and I just talked about them, own ideas, as members are encouraged to follow their passions and talk about what they want to talk about. And this all leads to enabling members to develop skills and build confidence through the use of technology, which ties in today's theme talk, the theme of today's talk. And this is the Intel Computer Clubhouse's network as well. So this is what they want to do. And I suppose what a lot of us all want as well is to help young people succeed in their careers, contribute to their communities, and lead outstanding lives. Some background on the network. It's celebrating its 15th year. It's funded quite well by the Intel Foundation. They've funded our Teen Summit. They've got the flagship clubhouse in Boston, over 100 clubhouses. We have access to a safe online environment, which I will show you if we have time, resources, orientation training, and annual conferences and things like that, and then the Teen Summit. And this is where all the clubhouses are. So we've got over 100. Okay, why is technological fluency important in young people? And I'm really happy to be following your talk. I want to make a statement that access isn't enough, especially today where young people have access to computers at school, at the library, with organisations such as Green PC, refurbishing computers for low-income families. At the clubhouse especially, most of our teenagers have a computer at home. So it's no longer just about using a computer, using it for word processing like they do at school. It's about enabling young people to express themselves fluently through technology. And so that's where we're talking. We're talking about young people are making ideas rather than just pulling something off the internet or something that they've heard. It's all about creating. So what makes a computer clubhouse different? The concept of technological fluency I'm discussing is not only knowing how to use the technological tools, because a lot of our members are using Adobe Creative Suite, they're using freeware, they're making websites and all those things. It's about how to construct things of significance with these tools. So how to make things important, that are important to them and that they want to share with their parents and with their friends and with other people in their community. There are signs at the computer clubhouse that someone's becoming more fluent, and this isn't just design-based. It's things like remembering where to save, remembering when to save and which folder to save in rather than just clicking save and then forgetting where it is. It's things like starting to use shortcuts, starting to do drafts in your work, so not just doing something and going, that's okay. And then, you know, one of the higher ones is volunteering to show other young people stuff that they've learnt and how to do that. And that's when they're feeling quite confident with technology. Okay, these are our four guiding principles: learning by designing, following your interests, building a community, and respect and trust. So, by learning by designing, young people are active participants rather than just sitting and having someone speak to them. It encourages creative problem solving because they're actually working on something and they need to get to the end of it. Personal connection to knowledge often involve, you know, science, maths, teamwork, all those sorts of things. It asks people to think about who their project is for, so a sense of audience. And it also gives people context for reflection and discussion. So here's an example of young people learning by designing. This is a project, or it was a workshop, and it was facilitated by one of our teenagers. And going to the Teen Summit, the teenagers had to run a workshop for after-school care, and they could choose what they wanted the workshop to be on, and they did it twice. And so the second time, Keaton was fine. I was sitting in my office sending emails while he was doing this. But this is a classic case of learning by designing. So the young people were learning because they were making robots. Keaton was learning because he had to make the robots beforehand. He had to make sure it was easy. They learned things like safety, so not doing the robot while it's on the table so it doesn't fall off and smash, problem solving and perseverance, picking the robot up and redoing it. And because there was an end at the end of it, they got to try to break each other's robots. They had that perseverance. And then you can hear it, the reflection, next time I do this, or I shouldn't have done this, or I wish I could do this. When can I come back? Principle two, following your own interests. And this is obviously fairly self-explanatory. that, you know, you try and get a young person to something on time and it's never going to happen, but you know that they attend every soccer training on time and they're always early, and they'd make that priority. So at the Computer Clubhouse, we try to, well, we ask them to follow their own interests. So all projects are initiated by the young people. And so that's obviously, we put in challenges, but the topics and how long it goes for is done by the young people. Here is an example of a project which was done by two members. It was done over four sessions, so they kept on coming back and they kept on wanting to work on the same thing, which is basically unheard of. That being said, three mentors helped out on this project as well. We used a variety of software. We did green screening as well, so we had to use Premiere to make the background transparent. We used Cahoots. Has anyone ever heard of Cahoots? Yep, it's 3D software. It's developed by the Australian Children's Television Fund. A lot of primary schools stock it. One of our mentors was a programmer for them, so we got a lot of beta and new versions. And Cahoots is great. It's got sound effects. It's got, you know, you can do that kind of thing for the really easy Superman thing. And that was just lying on a table with green cloth over it. And then once we did the green screening and we put the Cahoots in, we put it back into Windows Movie Maker so they could do the cutting, they could put in the background sound, they could do the credits. So the green screening is a bit intensive, and if they want to do it, that's great, but sometimes it's kind of better to just do that little bit of chunk and then hand the project back to them to finish it off the way that they want to. Oh, and I have another video to show you just to prove that you're not too young to want to fly. He was actually so tall we had to make him lift his feet up because he didn't fit on the table properly. I only realised yesterday this song's got some swear words in it, so I apologise for that. But Bol, who is 17 years old, he's one of our oldest members, saw that first video and wanted to be Superman as well. So we did that in under about an hour. Okay, principle three, building a community. Clubhouses are designed to foster the growth of a learning community in which youth of different ages share ideas and work together on projects with support from adult mentors and staff. When we talk about community, we are, of course, referring to the whole community of the clubhouse and feeling safe and respected and that kind of thing that everyone who works in a youth or everyone who works in an organisation tries to foster within their community. But the other community we're talking about is emerging and dynamic communities as well. So what we mean by that is that when young people work on groups in projects, it's very organic. So If it's decided, it's decided by them, and often the groups will kind of decrease and increase depending on the needs of the project. So if it's a long project, maybe some people will be involved in the design at the beginning, and maybe that will be passed on to someone to put on to the computer at the end. And I will show you in a little bit another clip that was made by two members, and they're not friends, but they took the same persona of an interviewer, Messy Head. And so the idea that the sharing of ideas is kind of that fluid and people don't have that strong exclusive ownership to it is what we do try to encourage in the clubhouse. I'm going to show you some pictures from a Girls Only Day party that we had. We have a Girls Only Day at the Computer Clubhouse for a couple of reasons. We do it because females are underrepresented in fields like IT and engineering and science, and so we want to give them that safe space where they can come and they can experiment without the distraction of boys, and also that cultural reason as well. That being said, we've had really low attendance of girls on Girls' Day, so we wanted to find out why. And so the best way to do that is put the word party on a poster and let everyone know that there'll be extra food. And so we had about 23 girls come in, and I brought in SingStar, but everything else was creative. So they drew on canvases. They did a talk show, and we had some material, and so we had different superheroes. They drew on material, they drew on the whiteboard. So it was very creative, and it was mostly off the computer. But it's still kind of clubhouse-oriented. And we used that opportunity to do evaluations and surveys, and we actually asked some of the older clubhouse members to facilitate that. And so I just want to show you some pictures of ways that the communities that we're talking about develop. So these are our two clubhouse leaders doing the survey. This is a mentor and a member laminating a bookmark that the member designed on the computer. These are just groups of people doing different things. So you can see someone's playing SingStar, someone's drawing on the whiteboard, some people are just hanging out, some people are drawing. And then discussing work with each other. So what are you doing? That looks cool, that kind of thing. Finally, and I know this is something you're all very familiar with, is the idea of respect and trust. And as I said, we're not just talking about people feeling physically safe and people feeling that their possessions are physically safe, but people are feeling safe being themselves, expressing ideas. And so people aren't allowed to criticise each other's work, they're not allowed to criticise each other's ideas, and it all comes back to the idea of respect. And it's not just respect for members, it's respect for everyone in the clubhouse, members, mentors and staff, and visitors as well. And when members feel that they're going to be able to express themselves and they're not going to be put down for it, it gives them more room to share ideas, to express themselves, and just to hang out if they need to as well. So this is what I was talking about. This is the persona of one of the interviewers, Messy Head, and our members decided they wanted to interview some mentors. And it's just a case of members will do things in their own time, because I've been trying to get members to interview mentors for months and months and months, and to do, you know, posters of them and things like that. It only ever happens when they're interested in it. So I'm going to turn up the volume again.
My age?
Yes.
Okay, I'm 30.
We have a beautiful courtyard outside our clubhouse, and so beautiful days like that, people can just sit outside and take it easy. So yeah, so that was done by two different members, and they didn't actually work together. They're two separate interviews. I just put them together, and I've shortened them as well, so I have to put that disclaimer in. But having that confidence to share those ideas is something that we think is great at the clubhouse. Here are some of our tangible successes. So a lot of them are school and career related. We have quite a strong emphasis on, the Americans call it C2C, clubhouse to career or college. So I'll go with that as well. Our members, and the three members are all from refugee backgrounds, were accepted into Melbourne Girls High, and we've got another girl who's starting next year. We help young people find meaningful work experience, which basically involves writing out a little script, sitting in my office, opening up the yellow pages at the place and just calling up. And I think we had to call up 15 people before the work experience was secured, but that was fantastic. As part of the clubhouse network, our young people who are finishing year 12 have an opportunity to apply for a C2C scholarship worth $2,500. And then some of those other things as well. The less tangible successes are just as important. And by now, hopefully, you realise that we don't expect all our young people, to become filmmakers and graphic designers and musicians. Our measure of success are that members are passionate in what they do. They're self-confident learners, knowing that they don't need a teacher to continue to learn. So we hope to help young people continue to be lifelong learners, because we all know technology changes every 2 minutes anyway, and so we can't teach them all the technology. We can just teach them how to continue to have that confidence to experiment and to play and to teach themselves. And also, and most importantly, to be collaborators and sharers of knowledge throughout their community. And that's not just technically, that's things like advocacy and helping their peers as well and their family. So through fluency in technology, members will have more confidence in study and work, able to look beyond the box when it comes to ideas and challenges, with the confidence to troubleshoot when things don't go according to plan. Where to next? As always, sustainability and funding. We're on that 12-month grant merry-go-round as well. In December, we're holding a Careers Day. We run a youth expo where we link youth service providers in the area with young people in the area. Both this year we held it in October, and so we had organisations such as the Ethnic Migrant Broadcast Council, everything from that to kind of like the Butterfly Foundation, which is a national foundation for young people for eating disorders. Continue to secure work experience, C2C scholarships, encouraging young people to be mentors and clubhouse leaders. And what we'd really like to see is more young people creating projects with purpose, so projects that will work outside of the clubhouse, whether that be in film festivals or websites or things like that. So recently we've published some member websites on our Fitzroy Learning Network .org.au/cclub website. The requirement for that was members had to use non-copyrighted works, and so by doing that, members learn about copyright, they learn about Creative Commons, which means that some work you can use as long as you attribute it and you don't use it for commercial gain. And now their work's on the web so they can show their friends and family. Okay, so in summary, as I said, access is not enough. Mentors, that one-on-one support in an encouraging but hands-off way makes all the difference. Obviously, they don't have to be mentors. You can pay them, but it's cheaper not to pay them. And the four guiding principles. So members become designers and creators, which will last their whole lives, no matter what career they go for, by learning by designing, following their interest, building community and respect and trust. Finally, I haven't put the date up here because I had to send this in 3 weeks early, but our end of year certificate night is going to be the Fitzroy Computer Clubhouse Moving Image and Film Festival. So it's going to be projects like what you saw, but some newer ones, so hopefully some more developed ones as well. And everyone's welcome to attend if you RSVP. It will be on Thursday the 18th of December from 5:30 until 7:30 with a halal barbecue followed afterwards. And without our supporters, obviously, none of this would be possible. Thank you. Does anyone have any questions? Yep.
How important do you think it is for these kids to express, I guess, their backgrounds and their experiences? I mean, so it's a lot of kids from refugee and migrant backgrounds. And how important do you think it is for them to be able to express their sort of histories and what they've been through in sort of particularly in relation to, like,
Yep, absolutely. And some of the young people do express themselves, but with a lot of people who have experienced trauma or even experienced discrimination and prejudice, people will be ready to tell their stories at different times. So, for example, we have a young girl who's in year 8 now, and she came from Eritrea as a refugee, and she has no desire to talk about it. And she's been in Australia for probably like 7 years now, and she's no desire to talk about it at all. And I don't know whether that's because of a trauma or whether she's talked about it enough, and so she's much more interested in talking about going to the beach or other things like that. That being said, we're running with a musician, because I'm not musically talented at all. We're running a 10-week workshop with a musician to develop songs for a compilation CD. And we did that because some young people are really into expressing themselves through music. And so one of our members, he's making a couple of tracks. One of the tracks is about love and heartbreak, and one of the tracks is being discriminated against in Australia. And I think the other one is about, you know, looking after your friends and your mates. And so there's kind of all ends of the spectrums that young people feel that they want to express themselves in. So we give them that space. And then we've also we've got the links and the support that if they need help or referral and anything, we can help them with that as well. Yep.
I'm interested in how you enforce the sort of the no put downs rule. I mean, I think it's a fabulous one to, fabulous principle, but how do you go about making sure that's
the environment? Yeah. The first time it's... Okay, when members start at the Computer Clubhouse, as well as the parent guardian consent form, there's also a code of conduct. And there's two parts to the code of conduct. It's behaviour within the clubhouse and internet safety, which, because we give them access to the internet, that's very important. So in the code of conduct, we sit down and we explain, before they even begin at the clubhouse, what's expected of them, how they will be treated at the clubhouse, so their rights and also their responsibilities. And so they know when they go into it. And then it's picking them up on their behaviour. And if doing it once doesn't work, then it's taking them into the office, sitting down, what did you say, how do you think that made that person feel, what is something we can do to fix this? And so it's instead of going, he said it, sticks and stones, whatever, it's just that continual pulling up. And as well as myself doing it, mentors will pull them up on a kind of on a peer basis. So instead of a mentor going, I'm an adult and so I can tell you what's right and wrong, it's more, that wasn't cool and that kind of thing. Does that answer the question? Okay, cool. Well, I'll show you, because I think we've got 5 minutes, so I'm going to show you two more things. This, and I was talking about, when I was talking about the Teen Summit, the members do tracks, which are 2.5-day workshops, and so this is an online magazine that they made with InDesign. So if anyone's working with young people, I just said that if you're running workshops, Adobe obviously is high-end professional software, and you can download, you can use it on a trial version for 30 days for free. So that's great with things like workshops. So... So we worked with people from America, Jordan, Palestine, Taiwan, and Spanish-speaking countries as well. So that's issue.com. But I want to show you, because we've been talking about it today when we're talking about social networking. Let me get my other keyboard. I wanted to show you what the Computer Clubhouse uses. And what we have is it's a safe online village. And so only members, mentors and staff have a login. And members can upload their projects, they can join in forums, they can get tutorials for software, they can send emails to each other. This is the front page. And so you can see you've got recent projects, you've got Studio 52 challenges, which are challenges that are updated every couple of weeks, so ideas to get people started in projects. So you've got your projects, you've got email, questions, and then project tags, and every year they have a clubhouse calendar as well, and so people can upload their artwork to be considered to go into it. And so the one in the top left corner was made by a Fitzroy Clubhouse member as well. So this is developed and maintained by MIT Media Lab. And they did a refurbishment last year. And we've got you can search through Google and you've got people in clubhouses talk and topic tree and things like that. So that's what we use. Thank you, everyone.